feel that that was a good way to finish off the season, wasn't it?
It was a draw. I mean, as a whole, for the last, since the Leamington game, I don't know how many games it is in total, but I think we're going to next season now on a positive. I said a note in the programme for the Stockport game that when Martin left, there was a transition period which was difficult for us. It was difficult for the management. Two totally contrasting styles of play. But the manager has stamped his authority now, and he's got to play in a brand of football that probably suits the players better. And we've finished the season on a high, so it'll give people enthusiasm to come to next season. And hopefully, you look at this season as a whole, and there's big periods where we didn't pick up points. Had we picked up four more points in the whole season, we'd be in the playoffs. So we'll be going into next season looking to achieve that as a minimum.
It is a shame, isn't it, when we had that spell in January, when we had that losing run, and maybe it's come back to haunt us a little bit now.
Oh, it has. There's no two ways about it. You can dissect the season and look at individual games. You're like that Al Fritton game while winning, and the keeper, who done brilliant as well. He punched one of their players, so we dropped 2 points there. But I mean, a league table doesn't lie, because it's the full season, so fair play to those that have got into the playoffs. They deserve it. They've done better than us over the course of the season, but it's disappointing. But I mean, 3 months ago everything was negative, and at the minute, going into next season, everything's positive, because we know we've got a group of players here, we've got a philosophy, we've got a management that we understand now, that we know things are on the up. So I kind of wait already for next season to come round.
There's plenty of good young lads coming through as well. I mean, you must feel like a veteran compared to some of these kids that are in.
I was seen on the bus on the way home when I was at Gated. We always used to do young v old on a Friday, and I was always on the young team. But I mean, next season I'll probably be the oldest, which is a scary thought, quite depressing. But I tell you what, that's credit to the gaffer and Whiteley, because if I was a young lad coming looking for a club these days, Dalton would be a club that I'll be looking to go to, because you know he's got faith in you. You look at Mitch Glover the day, 16-year-old, not making his debut, but it must be his third or fourth game at Stockport County away, so the gaffer's not bothered about your age. If he sees it in training that you've got ability, he'll hire you in there. So like I said, if I was a young kid trying to find a club, Dalton would definitely be a club I'd be looking at.
And what about all these fans as well, though, raising all this money for boost the budget? It's touching 80 grand, raised over £1 million in 6 years, 500 of them there today at Stockport.
Do you know, like, I mean, I can stand here and say what I say, but in it, everything sounds like a cliche, but them fans are an absolute joke, what they do. It's incredible. Honestly, I mean, I seen the thing and it was 40 grand, then it's 50 grand, and they're just, and you look at the numbers that are there. I remember last year, I mean, there's been a few occasions, but you look at the Harrogate game in particular last season stood out for us, and there was I can't remember which game it was recently, but the numbers that they're travelling, and I said it about Stockport in their programme notes, and I'll say it about Dalton now. In time it'll work itself out. Dalton are in a false position. They're not a Conference North club. Everybody knows that. They're not a Conference club. They're a Football League club, and it'll work themselves out, and that's what happens. That eventually the fans stick by the club, and somebody comes in, and the money comes in, and things like that, and they'll get back to where they belong. And you can't, I mean, I can say whatever on here, but I couldn't give them enough praise. Like I said, it's an absolute joke what they do. It's unbelievable. They're frightening.
Can you see Quakers pushing for a playoff spot next season?
At minimum, that's what we'll have to be doing. I mean, that's got to be the target. I think winning the league's always tough. We've won leagues in my first season, but if you said the playoffs is a realistic target, like I said, if we picked up four more points this season, and in my opinion, this season's been a poor season, so if we'd picked up four more points, we'd have been in the playoffs. And in the form we're in at the minute, had we gotten the playoffs, I'd have fancied we're against anybody. There's no team in this league who I fear. So next year, that'll be the objective, to get in the playoffs.